Good morning. This is Donna Decker, your community health educator for Wayne Memorial Hospital, bringing you Health Works for you, the busy people of our community. So give me a call at 570-253-8422 and let me know what subject you'd like to hear more about. Now, if we use your idea on the air, you'll get a gift certificate. So come on, give a call. 253-8422. Now this morning we have some very special guests with us, all the way from Pittsburgh. Good morning, Norma.
Good morning, Donna.
It's a pleasure to have you on this show.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Now, Norma, you brought Saltworks Theater Company all the way from Pittsburgh here to our community to talk with the children at Wayne Highlands, Wallen Paulpack, and Western Wayne. Now, tell me a little bit about Saltworks and why you came.
Well, we're very excited to be here, and Saltworks has been visiting schools all across Pennsylvania as well as the five surrounding states for about the last 35, 36 years, doing school assemblies on things like bullying and social media, cyberbullying. We're here in Wayne County doing a show on opioids and heroin addiction, and so we just change our shows from year to year to keep up with the times and what are the current social issues affecting our children these days. And we have five professional actors that come into the schools and do plays on those things so that the students can relate to actors that are very close to their own age. We do a question and answer session after the show so the students can ask the actors those questions, and the actors are trained to answer those questions as they relate to our shows. We're certainly not authorities in the subject, as you and some of your coworkers might be, but the actors are trained to answer those questions as they relate to the subjects in the show.
You know, Norman, another piece that I really appreciate about the Q&A time is how the actors do refer some of those questions back and support the school system. You know, go to the professionals in your school, go to an adult that you trust, helping the kids to realize they do have a support system around them, even after you leave.
Right, and that's very important to us because we come into the school and we have one opportunity to make a difference in the students, but the administration, the guidance counselors, your folks are all in the schools on a day-to-day basis. And so we try to dovetail nicely with the curriculum, things that are already being taught in the schools. We just bring another form of learning in with our plays and always refer them back to their guidance counselors, their school nurses, those folks that are there to help them every day.
Now, Norma, I must tell you, of course, I'm like a grandma here to these kids. So when I sit, and this year was the first that I've seen off script, the play that you've done this year for the students, it moves so quickly. You move the scenes, switch, and I'm there thinking, can I stay connected? Can I stay connected? The kids, though, they do stay connected. How in the world do you get someone to write a script like this that moves so fast, but the kids stay so connected?
Well, the kids are a lot younger than we are, Donna.
And yeah, they are.
They move a lot faster than we do. And if you watch a typical kid, they're watching TV, listening to music on their iPhones, and doing their homework all at the same time. So it is important. But our playwrights work very closely with local healthcare professionals, school administrators, prevention specialists, to make sure that the shows have a lot of integrity from the student's vantage point. And we have student groups that we read the shows with prior to even producing them to make sure that the students are relating to the shows.
Yeah, and that is very evident from watching your players interact with the kids. So, Norma, tell me a little bit about how you get the players.
Well, we hold an audition process every year from February till about the beginning of June or so, where we put notices out to graduating college seniors to come and audition for us. And our actors, some of them have theater degrees, but that's not a requirement. We've had everything from biochemists to pre-law to psychologist majors that just want to give back to their community. They've done some acting. They're interested in acting, and they're mostly interested in giving back to the community and making a positive change in students' lives.
And you know, Nora, I would have to say that is the number one thing that I've noticed about the actors that have come from Saltworks Theater Company over the past, I don't know, 12 to 15 years that we've been bringing you in, is their commitment to making a difference in the students' lives. That it's not just acting, it's not just a program, but it's something that they really want to do to make a difference. And so that's why I've invited Linda and a couple of your staff to come and just share with us, come up to why they came to our community, why they're part of Saltworks Theater Company. So welcome, Linda.
Hi, Donna. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's been a pleasure to have you here in the community and get to know you, Linda. Mm-hmm. You have a really interesting background, which really helps you relate to kids. So tell me a little bit about what your goal is to accomplish when you do a Saltworks presentation.
Absolutely. I mean, it really is a privilege to be able to, you know, use my particular theater background to be able to have such a positive impact on these kids and really get to relate to them at a different level than maybe their teachers would be able to do on a regular school day. So it's nice to kind of come in there, and the goal ultimately is to just affect even one kid and really have them all thinking about, you know, how many times they have the opportunity to make a good decision and how quickly a bad one can really snowball into really horrible effects that are affecting our state in general right now. So it's really nice to get in there and try to just use some preventative techniques to really help them make those right choices.
You know, Linda, when you did the Q&A session, I was amazed at how many hands went up that of children who really do know that they have prescription drugs still in their home. How come we can't get that message across to get rid of them?
Absolutely. I think the biggest problem stems from the fact that you get something from your doctor, which is, you know, a medical professional you know and trust. And, you know, at the root of it, those things that you get aren't bad. But, you know, after you've healed and everything like that, people often forget to dispose of those things. And that, you know, once the statute of limitations with the whole prescription is up, you know, it's not useful anymore. And it becomes abuse.
And I think you bring that out very well in the show on the importance of, you know, those prescription drugs are useful. We're not going to get rid of all prescription drugs, but it needs to be doctor regulated.
Absolutely.
And only take those that are prescribed for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the problem is over. And, you know, Linda, we're working very hard in this community to really look at easier ways for people to dispose of unused portions of the drugs. And we've actually, our whole physician team have rewritten the policies and procedures on the way they prescribe. So we're working toward that. So we really appreciate you being here and helping to raise that level of awareness with our students of not only the dangers and some of that, but actually even what actually happens to the body. So
right.
I want to ask your partner if he would come and just talk a little bit about some of his goals. And I know Basil, I can just tell me again your
it's
name.
Completely
I'm so
fine.
Bad.
I know it's a little tricky. Yeah, my name is Basil Ferguson.
Basil. Well, my grandchildren will still sit and smile because they know, you know, I do the Betty, the Sue, and the Dan.
Yeah.
But thank you so much
you.
For giving of your time to come here today and to spend time with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's very evident when you're up on stage and for the Q&A afterwards that you really care. You really care about these kids. So what is your goal? What do you hope to accomplish from the Saltworks Theater Company?
Well, over the course of this tour, I just hope to accomplish to be able to reach as many children as we can with our message. And even if we just affect one, that's one less person that may succumb to drug abuse. You know, there are a lot of kids going through a lot of things. And even during Q&A, they may be afraid because they don't want to be embarrassed or self-conscious about what their friends think. So we just try to reach out and tell them, make sure to give them resources and let them know that we're there for them.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a question. I didn't tell you ahead of time, but I'd like you to talk just a little bit about the one segment in Off Script where you really let the kids know what happens to the body. I was when that started to happen, I'm like, wow. The nurse in me kind of went, great, you're letting mm-hmm. kids know when that drug goes in, there's a whole lot of other pieces. Can you just basically describe what that scene looks like?
Okay, so basically a body scene is each actor represents a different body part. We have the liver, the heart, the brain, the memory cells, and also the eyes. And we go through a process of what like a normal night will look like if you ingest alcohol or various drugs and what that does to your body. So it's kind of a act of visualization, so you kind of get a better idea of what's going on inside you when you take these foreign substances to get a better idea of what's happening.
Right, and that was really great. I know it was fun for the kids to sit there, and we could hear their comments back and forth as they take a look at that. So, Norma, I want to come back to you again as we really look at Saltworks Theater. And, you know, I've seen the off script and I'm the Brother of Dragons. That one really sold me. I think that might have been one of the first ones that I ever saw. And, you know, not only do the students come up to me and talk afterwards, but our professionals do, from the teachers to guidance, saying what an impact it's having on them personally, as well as the students. So let's talk for a couple of minutes about some of the other programs that you have.
Sure. For elementary grades, we have shows on bullying, being kind to one another, nutrition and exercise. We've run the gamut over the last 35 years of a number of shows. For middle school, high school, we have obviously the opioids and heroin. We have I Am the Brother of Dragons, which is the generational effect on the family. We have Cyber Slam, which is a cyberbullying show that talks a lot about social media and the anonymity that we have when we're online. We have a brand new show called The Way Out that sort of kind of depicts the evolution of an addict, if you will. And it actually is a very unique show because we start at the beginning of the show with the obituary of someone who has succumbed to heroin overdose. And then we go backward through her life to see all of the various places in her life that she could have made different choices in order to not have the ending that she had. And so, we work very hard to have a positive impact on our community and stay on the cutting edge of issues that are surrounding the children today.
I know all the programs that I have seen, and even you do short summaries of all the programs are online. And so if someone wanted to take a look at all the programs you have, you know, we have people in the community that work with preschool and grade school children. We have church groups. We have homeschool groups that are all looking for ways to impact their children with making wiser choices. You know, we as adults still don't always make wise choices. Correct. You know, so as we look at our whole population, it really is important to help them make wiser choices. So what is the web address they can go to find out more about Saltworks?
Sure, I'd invite you to go to saltworks.org. on the web, and you can find video clips of all of our shows there. You can find scene synopsis of our shows so that you know how they unfold. School administrators can see what the buzzwords are that we use in the shows and see how they dovetail very nicely with the curriculum that they're already teaching in school.
Right. So many of our schools are trying very hard to find ways to help kids make wiser choices. And truly, it's a student's choice. We all have to make those personal choices, and we cannot go back. And I think that's one of the things that I see from the cast and from the programs that you bring. We need to move forward with wherever we are today to make those wiser choices as we look at life. Now, when we look at Saltworks Theater Company in the students that come, what I really like is that it's so alive. You bring the characters to life. They're here. They're acting on stage. But you also encourage the students to email them. So how does that work? How do you govern that?
We have, you can go to our website. Students and adults alike can go to our website and click on the actors' biographies and click on the actors' pictures and email any of our individual actors. It's taken care of by the fact that all of those emails come to my email box for the actors' protection. And
correct.
Then when the actors write their reply, that also comes through me and through our board of directors for the actors' protection.
And that, you know, that safety net is really important there. But at the same time, it's so nice that these children have someone they can communicate with, because we never know what's been stirred within their life, the lights that have come on, and they may need some guidance to that next step in their life, whether it be to encourage them to go to the parent or, you know, one of the programs that are going on in the community. You know, in Wayne and Pike counties, we're very active with a heroin prevention task force that meets monthly. We have our DA's office that's doing a lot on drug take back, and our drug stores are doing a lot. And we actually even have our district attorney and judge are working with our criminal system to help address the drug problem and get people into treatment, as well as Wayne County Drug and Alcohol. So we're accomplishing a lot. So Norma, I just thank you and your team for being here with us this week.
Thank you, Donna. It's an honor to be here.
This is Donna Decker with HealthWorks. Have a wonderful week.